Welcome to the Byways Podcast, highlighting the destinations along the highways and byways of North America, as featured in the pages of Byways Magazine. My name is Steve Kirchner, and I've been editor and publisher of Byways for the past 35 years. Today we feature Hoover Dam, an engineering wonder. Named as one of the top 10 construction achievements of the 20th century, Hoover Dam continues to draw crowds for more than 80 years after its creation. Attracting more than 1 million visitors a year, Hoover Dam is located in Black Canyon, 35 miles from Las Vegas. On April 20, 1931, construction began on the Hoover Dam, the largest of its kind at the time. Despite the remote location and harsh working conditions, it was completed on March 1, 1936, in less than 5 years, 2 years ahead of schedule and well under budget. Construction. Hoover Dam is a concrete arch-gravity dam on the Colorado River on the border between Nevada and Arizona. It was constructed between 1931 and 1936 during the Great Depression and was dedicated on September 30, 1935 by President Franklin D. Roosevelt. Its construction was the result of a massive effort involving thousands of workers and cost over 100 lives. Originally known as Boulder Dam from 1933, it was officially named Hoover Dam for President Herbert Hoover by a joint resolution of Congress in 1947. Since about 1900, the Black Canyon and nearby Boulder Canyon had been investigated for their potential to support a dam that would control floods, provide irrigation water, and produce hydroelectric power. In 1928, Congress authorized the project. The winning bid to build the dam was submitted by a consortium called Six Companies, Inc., which began construction on the dam in early 1931. As part of the contract, Six Companies was to build Boulder City to house the workers. Such a large concrete structure had never been built before, and some of the techniques were unproven. The torrid summer weather and lack of facilities near the site also presented difficulties. Nevertheless, Six Companies turned the dam over to the federal government on March 1, 1936, more than 2 years ahead of schedule. River diversion. Before the dam could be built, the Colorado River needed to be diverted away from the construction site. To accomplish this, four diversion tunnels were driven through the canyon walls, two on the Nevada side and two on the Arizona side. These tunnels were 56 feet in diameter. Their combined length was nearly 16,000 feet, or more than 3 miles. Following the completion of the dam, the entrances to the two outer diversion tunnels were sealed at the opening and halfway through the tunnels with large concrete plugs. The downstream halves of the tunnels following the inner plugs are now the main bodies of the spillway tunnels. The first concrete was poured into the dam on June 6, 1933, 18 months ahead of schedule. Since concrete heats and contracts as it cures, the potential for uneven cooling and contraction of the concrete posed a serious problem. Bureau of Reclamation engineers calculated that if the dam were to be built in a single continuous pour, the concrete would take 125 years to cool, and the resulting stresses would cause the dam to crack and crumble. Instead, the ground where the dam would rise was marked with rectangles, and concrete blocks in columns were poured, some as large as 50 feet square and 5 feet high. A total of 3.2 million cubic yards of concrete was used in the dam before concrete pouring ceased on May 29, 1935. In addition, 1.1 million cubic yards were used in the power plant and other works. More than 582 miles of cooling pipes were placed within the concrete. Overall, there is enough concrete in the dam to pave a two-lane highway from San Francisco to New York City. Hard hats. Falling rock from the canyon walls were a constant threat to workers. Many dipped their hats in tar and let them dry, creating a form of hard hat to protect themselves. Management liked the idea so much, all workers were ordered to wear hard hats. Thus was created the concept of hard hats for construction workers. There were 112 deaths reported as associated with construction of the dam. Power plant. In the latter half of 1936, water levels in what would become Lake Mead were high enough to permit power generation, and the first three Alice Chambers built Francis turbine generators, all on the Nevada side, began operating. In March 1937, one more Nevada generator went online, and the first Arizona generator by August of that year. By September 1939, four more generators were operating, and the dam's power plant became the largest hydroelectric facility in the world. Lake Mead and the Hoover Dam Bypass. Hoover Dam impounds Lake Mead, the largest reservoir in the United States by volume, when full. The dam is located near Boulder City, Nevada, about 30 miles southeast of Las Vegas. The dam's generators provide power for public and private utilities in Nevada, Arizona, and California. The heavily traveled U.S. Route 93 ran along the dam's crest until October 2010, when the Hoover Dam Bypass opened. Completed in October 2010, the Mike O'Callaghan-Pat Tillman Memorial Bridge offers spectacular views of the dam and Lake Mead that were once only available by helicopter. Visitors have access to drive to the bridge and see the dam from a high vantage point. Located about 1,500 feet south of Hoover Dam, the walkway on the bridge is approximately 900 feet above the Colorado River. Those taking ground transportation tours to the Grand Canyon will be able to cross the bridge, but not stop on the bridge. Tourism. Today, Hoover Dam is a major tourist attraction, with some 1 million visitors touring the facility each year. Hoover Dam opened for tours in 1937 after its completion, but following Japan's attack on Pearl Harbor on December 7, 1941, it was closed to the public when the United States entered World War II. During the war, only authorized traffic in convoys was permitted. After the war, it reopened on September 2, 1945. The dam closed again to the public on September 11, 2001. Modified tours were resumed in December, and a new discovery tour was added the following year. Tours of the dam are offered by the Bureau of Reclamation. Increased security concerns by the government have led to most of the interior structure being inaccessible to tourists. The Hoover Dam Power Plant Tour. This tour is broken up into several components at numerous locations. The unique tour format allows guests to pick and choose which locations they want to see, and the complete tour generally lasts about 2 hours. The Hoover Dam Power Plant Tour begins with a brief video show depicting the history of Hoover Dam and how it came to be. Afterwards, a guide will escort you to an elevator for a 500-foot descent to get an up-close look at the power plant generators housed at the base of the dam. Guests will also see the original diversion tunnels and stand atop a giant 30-foot pipe where they can feel the rumble of the Colorado River water racing through it. The Hoover Dam Tour. The second tour option is the new Dam Tour. Visitors can enjoy all the options of the power plant tour, including access to the visitor center, observation deck, and original Hoover Dam exhibit building, but they will also get to experience a unique and intimate tour of the dam itself. The tour continues with an unprecedented look inside the dam, entering through the inspection tunnels. Visitors are able to see inspection markings written on the walls from decades past, and then see the vents down into the river below. After the inspection tunnels, guests will get to go deeper into the dam and see the seepage gallery and a set of antique stairs. This is the ultimate tour for those interested in visiting Hoover Dam. Hoover Dam was listed on the National Register of Historic Places in 1981. In 1984, it was recognized as a National Civil Engineering Landmark. And in 1985, it was designated a National Historic Landmark. Hoover Dam is truly one of the wonders of the world. If you are visiting Las Vegas, Southern Nevada, or Northern Arizona, it is an attraction that you will definitely want to visit. We hope you have enjoyed our podcast today, featuring stories taken from the pages of Byways Magazine. My name is Steve Kirchner. Thanks for listening. We look forward to seeing you again soon.